Good evening, everyone. Federico here, and I'm finally relaxing. It's been a very long week. As I told you yesterday in the audio log, I spent from Monday to really to yesterday working on this workflow for Mac Stories Weekly. We've talked about it today in the newsletter. It's a Zapier web automation workflow to better send member emails, so questions for the weekly Q&A sections and the workflow corner section to Trello using Zapier and using some Python scripting to adjust formatting and to convert text to Markdown, to do a bunch of things that we need to do to save time on our end so we can spend less time organizing these emails that we get and forgetting about them and tracking them down again, and instead we can focus on assigning them to each other and responding to them. So aside from that, we send the newsletter today, and I needed to wait a few hours to post my review of Tweetbot 4.3. I just shared the link on Telegram and on Twitter. It's on the front page of Mac Stories right now. And it's a really great update. It introduces this feature called Topics, which is essentially a visual way of creating tweet storms, which would be, you know, multiple tweets linked together as if it were a reply, the trick being that you reply to yourself. So Twitter connects those messages together because they thread replies all together in the same conversation. It's a visual way to create tweet storms, and it's called Topics. It's very nice. It's very clever. Topics are synced in iCloud, so you can do it on the iPhone. You can continue on the iPad. And behind the scenes, it's really clever. The technical implementation. When you create a topic, Tweetbot stores remembers the last tweet, I presume through an ID of the tweet in that conversation. And you don't have to continue a topic by replying to yourself. So by hitting the reply icon in the timeline on a tweet, you can simply open the composer. So as a new tweet, you assign the topic, but in the background, invisibly, it sends a reply to the last tweet from that topic. So from an implementation level, it's quite genius. The design, of course, as it's a tradition with Tapbots, super polished and intuitive. So it's a really great update. And now I'm actually alone because my girlfriend left for Barcelona in Spain. In Spain, they're going to a dance competition with her crew. They're flying to Spain. So I spent this afternoon just hanging out with my girlfriend. And she actually, this was nice. She asked me to move one of the playlists that I was listening to on Spotify, which she likes. She's still on Apple Music, but she heard one of these playlists. It's called Acoustic Covers, and it's a Spotify playlist with a bunch of artists doing acoustic renditions of popular songs. So there's like acoustic versions of Justin Bieber songs, which are actually quite nice. And it's a playlist with over 100 songs. And I remember John reviewed Songshift, it's called, I think. So I got Songshift and I successfully moved all of those songs from Spotify to an Apple Music playlist. I shared the Apple Music playlist link with my girlfriend. She got the playlist. She saved it offline so she can listen on the plane. So I know John recommended Songshift, and I have to say it really does work, as he said in the review. And they had a bunch of updates. Also, they fixed some things. The exporting process of matching the songs between Spotify and Apple Music should be more reliable. And I can also say now that it does work as advertised. So really nice utility. Tomorrow my mom is coming to visit, and I'm gonna show her around Rome because she rarely comes visit Rome. And as for everything else, I think I will get ready. I will keep monitoring the Zapier workflow. Right now we already got a few replies from people saved into Trello from Google Forms. So I think my workflow is working correctly. I didn't see any bugs, but I will keep an eye on that. And I got Ratchet and Clank for PlayStation 4 to get to, because I need to relax a bit. And then I, in the next few days, I'm gonna think about what I want to write about on Mac Stories over the next few weeks, organize some coverage. And, you know, something will pop up, some new app updates, some new app, some news. Sometimes you just gotta go with the flow, see what happens. I want to have a few, if possible. I know that I say this, but it's not gonna be the case. I want to have a few relaxing weeks before WWDC, if I can. And by relaxing, I mean, I don't want to stay up and write until 5 a.m., you know, even three times a week, if possible. But we'll see. I do love writing, after all. Last night when I got a message from Paul of TapBots, he said, look, TweetBot is coming out tomorrow. And I didn't have anything last night. It was 11 p.m. My girlfriend was packing. And I told her, look, I was just told that TweetBot is coming tomorrow, and she's so understanding and forgiving with me. She was like, I know that TweetBot is important to you and to the site, so just go ahead and write. And she let me write until 3 a.m. Then I took a break. We watched a few TV show episodes together, and I 4 a.m. until 5:30, I kept writing. So she's great, of course. She doesn't listen to these messages, but she's great. Regardless. anyway, that's about it for this week. It's been a good week on the site, a lot of apps. Make sure to check it out, maxstories.net. See all the apps that we covered in the reviews category. There's a lot of good stuff this week. I'll talk to you guys later. Have a good Friday night. Have a great weekend. Ciao.